USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A man on a shooting rampage over the weekend in and around Chicago, Illinois, was shot and killed by police. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
A man was shot dead by police north of Chicago after authorities say he killed three people and wounded four others on Saturday in a series of apparently random shootings that led to the altercation with police in nearby Evanston. This witness tells WGN-TV.
He got shot probably like 40 times. I would say 40 times is pretty much what I heard.
Evanston Police Chief Demetrius Cook.
It was an exchange of gunfire. I'm not sure who fired first, but it was in response to violence that he perpetrated in our town.
The suspect is identified as 32-year-old Jason Nightingale. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Outgoing Chief of the U.S. Capitol Police, Stephen Sun, said House of Representatives and Senate security officials had tried to call in the National Guard before Wednesday's melee on Capitol Hill, but was turned down. USA Radio News.
We've all heard it. Eat healthy. But what does eating healthy mean? Sure, there are countless diets out there, but they contradict each other. Yet all experts agree we should eat a diet rich in fruits and vegetables. Whole fruits and vegetables are the perfect fuel to power the cells in your body, giving you the stamina you need to handle your day-to-day activities. And that's what Balance of Nature is. Whole fruits and vegetables delivered to you in a convenient capsule form for only 22 cents a serving. Our proprietary blend has no additives or fillers, just the full nutritional value of a variety of 31 different fruits and vegetables. Balance of Nature provides you with a natural energy boost without a caffeine crash, a 3 o'clock slump, or an early bedtime. Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself by going to balanceofnature.com or by calling 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code USA.
The final game in the National Football League's wild card weekend, the Cleveland Browns went into Pittsburgh and gave the Steelers fits all night. 48-37 was the final score. Although the future of Steelers quarterback Ben Roethlisberger is up in the air, he's still proud of his teammates for not giving up.
I mean, you know, that half was one of the weirdest halves I've ever been a part of. You know, and you get down early, but you still got a chance, and then turn the ball over, and we still believed, we still were fighting all the way to the end, and that's what I'm most proud of the guys about, is that we never gave up.
Tom Brady and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers advance in the playoffs by beating Washington 31-23. Head coach Bruce Arians talks about his future Hall of Fame quarterback.
When you have great quarterbacks, especially guys that are super preparing guys, I used to call Peyton the piranha. You couldn't feed him enough information. You know, he had the notebooks all the way up to here. Tom's the same way.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
As political censorship continues to be the new normal at big tech giants like Twitter, Google, and Facebook, it appears destroying new competition in the social media market is the next big thing. USA Radio News' Jeremy Scott reports.
The alternative social media network is taking a big hit as Amazon, Google, Apple, and a list of others have severed ties with the app. Parler CEO John Mates tells Fox News it's devastating.
It's an assault on everybody. I mean, they all work together to make sure at the same time we would lose access to not only our apps, but they're actually shutting all of our servers off. So they made an attempt to not only kill the apps, but to actually destroy the entire company.
Congressman Devin Nunes of California tells Fox this must be investigated.
I don't know where the hell the Department of Justice is at right now or the FBI. This is clearly a violation of antitrust, civil rights, the RICO statute. There should be a racketeering investigation on all the people that coordinated this attack.
Parler says they will rebuild from scratch, but that could take as long as a week. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Now the number two most downloaded free app in both Apple's App Store and the Google Play Store is an app called Parler. That's Parler with an O, not an E, and has been around for about a decade. There's no reason this app should be getting such a big bump right now in the first week of January 2021. But of course, we likely have confused people downloading it because they think it's Parler with an E. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.